I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Philippines is struggling under the weight of overwhelming rainfall for January. Flash floods and landslides have displaced over 63,000 people. World Mission's Greg Kelly says they're sending emergency medicine, blankets, tarps, and rice to Filipino families.
The beautiful part about it is that all of the aid is being administered through our local church connections, as well as they're distributing treasures in the Cebuano language, which is our solar-powered audio Bible. So we have 500 right now that are being sent to the Philippines that will be delivered in conjunction with the aid.
We've got links for you if you want to help this gospel relief effort at missionnews.org. And meanwhile, remember to pray for God's restoration in the Philippines, physically and spiritually. And finally, here's a message specifically for women. Wycliffe Bible Translators USA is hosting Reconference on March 17th and 18th to help women get grounded and refreshed in Scripture. Wycliffe USA's Christy Free shares,
"If you're a woman, I think it's for you. It doesn't matter what age you are. These two authors speak to various ages and all kinds of talents. And so I think it is for you. If you need to be refreshed and renewed, if you need time in God's Word, if you need to revive your soul and think about your story and think about the story of women around the world and how you can be a part of that, this conference is for you."
Learn about the speakers and get your tickets. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries, listeners supported by people just like you. We are partnering with Slava Gospel Association to offer a free devotional written by a woman for women. It's called My Father's House by Ruth Dynica Erdell. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.